In the first of this pair of stories, listeners learned about the May 11th event in Warm Springs, introducing a new addition to an old building.
We want local people to come in and examine the history of Bath County. Take a look at what we have.
Bath County Historical Society President Richard Armstrong talked not only about what the local organization can do for you, but also what you can do for the Historical Society.
We have a wonderful genealogy research library. We have staff people that can help you find your family. That's one of our most popular things that we get. Also, if you have items in your attic, in your trunks, anywhere that pertains to the history of Bath County, if you don't want to donate them, at least let us make a copy or a scan of the item so we can build our collections and, as I like to say, preserve our past for the future.
Rick's commitment to that value has been long held, and part of sharing it is being an author himself. I asked him where his inspiration came from.
I first became interested in the Civil War period as a teenager. My grandmother came to live with us, and her father had been a Confederate soldier, and I was encouraged to be quiet. So I developed an interest in the Civil War period, and particularly Bath County. And one of the first books I took a look at was Morton's Annals of Bath, and it has a small chapter on the war. And I thought to myself, there's got to be more. So as a teenager, I set out to find out what more was.
And then, like many historians, he learned there was a whole lot more. For about the next 16 years, including on personal breaks during his time in the military, Armstrong researched battles and campaigns waged in the 1860s, particularly in this region.
I wrote my first book in 1986 on the ambush at Williamsville. From that, I went into part of the Virginia Regimental History series that was done by H.E. Howard in Lynchburg.
His books include one each on the battles of McDowell, of Lewisburg and Greenbrier County, and of Rich Mountain. In total, there are 14 volumes. One is about a niter and mining corps who were the units keeping the Army supplied with minerals and metals needed for gunpowder and ammunition. I asked what might be next in this author's future.
Down the road, I have another Niter and Mining Corps book for Allegheny, Greenbrier, and Monroe counties, West Virginia and Virginia. And who knows where else I'll be led to do something. I have 50 years worth of research records compiled and just have to sit down and put it together.
Until then, Rick is looking over details to make the new addition and the old displays at the Historical Society ready for the public on Saturday, May 11th. The museum welcomes all visitors, longtime residents, history buffs, and the just averagely curious from 2 until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Refreshments are provided, and everyone is encouraged to explore the whole building and see just how deep you can dig into your own past and that of Bath County, too. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.